With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Gevo is expanding the capacity of its North Dakota ethanol plant to 75 million gallons per year. The company is also planning to make a final investment decision on the development of an adjacent sustainable aviation fuel project later this year. During a fourth quarter earnings call, Gevo CEO Patrick Gruber said the plant has performed superbly well. Paul Bloom, Gevo's current president, who will transition into the CEO role on April 1st, said the facility exceeded its nameplate capacity last year, reaching about 69 million gallons. The company also captured and sequestered 173,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide, achieving a yield of almost 3 gallons per bushel. To further build on the strong results, I'm happy to announce we've approved our capital plan for Gevo to expand its capacity to 75 million gallons per year, produce more co-products, improve energy efficiency, capture more carbon dioxide, and invest in our operational reliability. The Agricultural Retailers Association outlined its 2026 public policy priorities, announcing a comprehensive agenda designed to support America's ag retailers and strengthen the nation's food and supply chains. The priorities also support science-based, practical policy solutions that keep U.S. agriculture globally competitive. ARA's priorities are built to safeguard the tools, technologies, and regulatory certainty that agricultural retailers and their farmer customers rely on every day. That coming from Richard Gupton, the group's Senior Vice President of Public Policy. The 2026 priorities include a new farm bill, modern agricultural technologies, economic growth, transportation, infrastructure, and labor. The platform emphasizes protecting essential farm safety nets, protecting science-based pesticide regulations, expanding access to modern crop technologies, strengthening conservation programs, supporting rural workforce growth, and bolstering the infrastructure and energy systems that underpin the nation's agricultural economy. Striking workers hit the streets on Monday to picket against JBS in Greeley, Colorado. Reports said it's a rare labor stoppage at an American meatpacking plant and may be a sign of upheaval in the U.S. beef industry. The union that represents almost 4,000 employees at the beef processor said it's the first time in 40 years that American meatpacking employees have gone on strike. Workers have taken on the company over wage increases they say fall short of the rate of inflation and over charges of inadequate safety equipment. Reports also added that JBS is the world's largest meat company, said it has made a fair offer. The dispute will cut down on American beef production capacity right when consumers are facing record prices for hamburgers and steaks. Industry analysts say tight cattle supplies have forced processors to pay steep prices for cattle, which will likely leave JBS motivated to resolve the strike quickly. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is aware of online rumors that allege a new or unknown animal disease is circulating in a feedlot in the Texas Panhandle. These claims are false, NCBA said in a release. Animal health officials from the USDA, state officials in Texas, along with leaders at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, have confirmed there's no such disease present. Spreading unverified information like this is not only irresponsible, it's harmful to cattle producers, the beef supply chain, and consumer confidence in our safe and wholesome product, NCBA said. Our industry depends on transparency, science-based animal health protocols, and strong collaboration with state and federal animal health authorities. The organization encourages everyone to rely on credible sources and verified information. NCBA said it will continue working closely with animal health officials to monitor any legitimate concerns and ensure the continued health of the U.S. cattle herd. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.